Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
They surround Jokic. Ball gets tipped. Murray, he's in the lab. Jamal Murray cannot be stopped.
And that was the story of last night. This is the story of the hump day edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. We are live in studio on the 11th floor of Odyssey Radio Tower. We got Peyton Phillip Russell running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Bobby Roberto Belt will be back tomorrow as there was another Deion Sanders plant at the AAC last night. This is starting to feel Odell Beckham-ish. We'll get to that in just a second, but Jamal Murray was in the zone. The Nuggets cruised to a victory over the Mavericks, 118-99. Jamal with 45 and 19 in the first quarter.
Couldn't stop him, and they couldn't cover him either because he was open in the corner about a half a dozen times in that first half. It felt like, anyway, and they just could not stop Jamal Murray. That is a guy that, you know, The Nuggets are, to me, a very dangerous team still. I know we've forgotten about them, it seems, as a title contender.
Yep.
But, I mean, if they had gotten by Minnesota last year, I don't know. Would they have beaten the Mavs? Who knows? But they're clearly still a title contender. They let everybody know it last night.
Joker only scored 10, but he played 29 minutes. Still came out with a triple-double, 10, 10, and 14. Last night, someone hit me up and said, how is SGA, who started 10 of 10 last night, best start of his career in a game, how is he not the front runner for MVP? Because you still have the Joker voters hanging on saying, look at his season. This feels like it's going to be a Shea MVP year. 32-9 yesterday as they beat down the 76ers.
It looks it. I mean, it's like he's like the next progression. You know, him and Luka are the next, Anthony Edwards too, the next progression of.
And Luka already disqualified. From the postseason awards.
Which, I mean, I don't know. I get why they did it. I like it. I also think it's dumb too at the same time. You know, like if you get hurt, you get hurt, right? You know, like you're just going to be disqualified. But, I mean, yeah, I don't think Joker's numbers are going to dictate or warrant another MVP this year.
The highest scoring Maverick was 13 off the bench for Daniel Gafford. That's how bad and putrid the offense was. Starting 5-point production, 5, 4, 11, 11, 8. And 11 of those did come with the return of Kyrie Irving, who went 4 of 18 from the field.
A little bit of rust. Yeah. A little bit of rust there. You know, but still, like they're not, you can't kill them for losing to Denver. Denver's a good team, and they didn't have Luka still. Like, it's not like this was a Mavs team at full strength that was down damn near 30 in the first half. I mean, they're still an overmatched team at this point.
Mavericks are 6 in the Western Conference. How much can they hold on till 77 returns? They are tied with the Clippers, and they're just a half game up on the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. So the Mavericks are 22-18. The opposite of struggle happens here on the ice.
Goes low. Nice move. Score! Matt Duchene, A gorgeous move, beautiful hands in tight, and a power play goal doubles the lead.
By the way, the NHL legend Jeremy Roenick will join the show at 7:20 this morning during the commercial-free expressway. What a road trip. Whale watch, whale alert. What a road trip for the Stars. Five games on the East Coast, four wins, and eight out of a possible 10 points. And they get the big win in Toronto, 4-1. That was the audio from Victory Plus. The Maple Leafs, RJ, were unbeaten in their last seven against the Stars.
14-4 when they score a power play goal for the Stars. Otter with a nice night. And, I mean, listen, this is a tired hockey team, too. They've played five games since January 7th. They're going to continue that stretch. That's five games in eight. By Thursday, they're going to play six games in 10. They don't have back-to-back days off until the end of the month, January 24th. They need a break, and they're still winning. And that's the most amazing thing about this.
Stanky scored twice to lead the charge. That broke a 25-game goal drought for Stankoven. Duchesne with a goal and two assists. He now has 41 points in 43 games, and the Stars moved within 1 point of Minnesota for second place in the Central with a game in hand. Day off, and then Montreal makes their one and only appearance tomorrow night at the AAC.
Still don't think there's a better name drop in the entire town than Stankassen.
Stankassen.
Just without question the best.
Also making an appearance at the AAC last night was Spits and Suds for even more hockey, wherever you get your podcasts. Shador.
Yes, he was.
Now, was Shador sitting in the Jones seats? The Jones seats, if you're watching TV.
I didn't know they had Jones seats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, oh, there he is. He's sitting in the Jones seats. You'll see our buddy Shy there. You'll see Charlotte there sometimes. You'll see some of the kids, the grandchildren. It's the scores table, and then it's the two seats right to the right of it. That's the Jones seats. So if Odell Beckham is going to be brought in town, if someone is going to get the first-class service, roll out the red carpet, look for the Jones to be there, Joneses to be there, or for someone else important to be there. And there was Shador, who was quoted by Brad Townsend when asked about Deion as Cowboys coach. He said, I think it would be cool.
Do you believe?
I think it would be cool. So, man, the marketing, the planting, the PR machine continues to roll on with Shador. And then Deion, I guess, tweeted or said something about Greg Anthony's jacket on the broadcast. So Jared Greenberg, doing sidelines, went and took Greg Anthony's jacket, gave it to Shador to say, pass this along to your dad. This is his now. And Shador has no idea what's going on.
No clue. And this is like, you could chalk this up to a mere coincidence. Maybe this was planned. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe this was a plant. Maybe this was maybe Shador was always going to go to this game. But Denver, Colorado, Nuggets in town. He plays at Colorado.
Oh, he's just following around Denver.
There's a tie. There's a tie in there. And, of course, you know, Shador having grown up here. But very, very, very real possibility. This is just a marketing arm.
Someone has thrown out the theory.
By the way, over under 50% that Deion's a coach.
Under.
Way under. Like, under 20%.
And why do you say that?
For a myriad of reasons. There's no singular reason. I think there's about a half a dozen reasons why I don't think it'll happen.
Okay, let's get to the guy who actually broke the story. It was not Adam Schefter. It was Jordan Schultz, whose father is?
The owner, founder of Starbucks.
Is it Howard?
Howie? I think it's Howard Schultz, yeah.
Howard Schultz? Look at Peyton. Peyton, you didn't know that.
I just went along with what you were saying. I was hoping it was right.
I could have been like, who's the Starbucks kid? Yeah. And I was Roger Starbuck. And there it is.
Wouldn't have known.
Bring it up. Jordan Schultz broke the story that Deion and Jerry spoke yesterday. He was on the G-Bag Nation, and they asked him, how real? Seriously, come on. Be real with us. How real is this possibility?
No, I think it's very real. One of the things that stood out to me was that over the last week or so, when he had Mike McCarthy in limbo, Jerry was having internal conversations inside the building about where do we want to go next if we ultimately don't extend Mike. And obviously they never had negotiations, and you know, here we are. And Deion's name has come up, not only because of how good of a job he's done in Colorado, but I think the relationship that he has maintained with Jerry over the last three decades is pretty significant. And to that point, you know, Deion has said publicly that he does not want to make the jump to the pros, that he's happy in college, and that that's what best suits him. But when Jerry Jones calls, when it's the Cowboys, when it's the gravitas of an organization that very few, if any, else have, it was just a call that he had to take. And I think it's been made very clear to me that Deion is going to be one of the top candidates. Now, there will be other candidates. There will be other interviews. They put themselves, the Cowboys did, in a predicament to a degree because of waiting. They were not able to get the slip in for Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson, among others, this week. So we'll see how that, what ramifications that plays. But this is very real, and should Deion want to continue pursuing, or should Deion have the interest, I would say he's one of the top guys.
So look, common sense would tell you, you usually have to follow the breadcrumbs that Jordan Schultz has an in with Deion's agent. I don't know who Deion's agent is. It was Eugene Parker, but I believe Eugene Parker passed away.
He died 10 years ago.
Yeah, he died like 10 years ago. So my mind's telling me Jordan Schultz has the connection with the agent. The agent gave the story to Jordan Schultz. Maybe he got lifetime coffee because of that hookup and that tip. But Jordan Schultz is, of course, no insider comes on and goes, yeah, the story I broke, it's just to make headlines.
Just to make headlines.
There's a theory out there that Jerry's actually doing Deion a favor.
To get him more cash?
To get him more cash. Many people forget this. The original Tolos will remember the new school Tolos. I spent an entire football season, Peyton, with Deion Sanders watching Monday Night Football games one-on-one. Just me in primetime.
Well.
Yeah. I was at the Fan Sports Lounge.
Yes, it was.
And they set up. Great place. They set up a deal. Rest in peace. They set up a deal where I would just sit in that cool little studio, the Arnie Spanier studio, after his fight with...
Why don't I have a line open?
Was that Bassick he fought with?
I think so. It was a dumb idea. You don't fight a professional athlete. just odds are telling you.
Well, he's Arnie.
Especially when you're an 80-year-old man.
Yeah, he's Arnie.
Kind of hunched over. And osteoporosis.
Anytime I would have these conversations and interview Deion, he would never, never say anything negative about Jerry. You got the Jerry defenders. Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders are on the front line.
Emmett's there. I mean, but a lot of the guys, like
Emmett's more critical.
He is.
And Troy's the most critical.
And they are.
And Moose falls somewhere.
Yeah.
Bromo's never going to say anything.
No, a lot of the guys take the approach. Michael's told me this. He's like, you know, Jerry made me rich. What am I going to say?
Yep.
And I always thought, like, you kind of made yourself rich. You were getting paid regardless.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get paid.
Now, how much does Jerry help them afterwards?
Sure.
You know, Michael has a bar that is kind of set up like the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
Yeah, if Jerry wanted to.
If me and you were setting up that bar, we may get hit with some paperwork there.
Copyright infringement.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not trying to you know, bring up any red flags here, but Jerry's probably not going to send over that paperwork to Michael Irvin. So I wouldn't think it's crazy. It's a win-win for both. Jerry got the headlines, got the splash, and Deion is probably going to get more money at Colorado if indeed that's where he wants to be. Stephen A. Smith isn't buying. He's fully in that Deion would take the Cowboy job. Fully in. Mm-hmm. Yesterday on First Take, he explained why.
I don't believe Deion's sentiments about Colorado one bit. I've never believed that Deion belongs in Boulder, Colorado. I know he appreciates what they've done for him, just like he appreciated HBCU, Jackson State hiring him. But in the end, this is the damn NFL. And I don't want to hear about coaching his son either. I don't believe that. Guess what? You ain't going to coach your son in college because he's about to leave. Okay, so evidently you're prepared to coach without him on a collegiate level. Why wouldn't you be unprepared to coach or to coach without him on an NFL level? I don't believe that one second.
Yeah.
I believe if Jerry Jones offers Deion Sanders this job, Deion Sanders going to take.
So that's Stephen A. absolutely convinced that it's real interest. Stephen A. on why it would actually work between the two.
Understand that he's such a vibrant personality that Jerry won't affect him. Jerry being Jerry doesn't affect D. Deion Sanders being Deion Sanders. And it's not going to dilute the impact he's going to have on the players he coaches and how he chooses to coach. I'm telling you this. And unlike a Bill Parcells or unlike somebody else, Deion Sanders has the ability to wrap his arms around Jerry and say, Jerry, come here, man. Listen to me. Let me talk to you. Other people had to sit up there and succumb to Jerry Jones saying, yo, this is what I want to do, and here's how I want to do it.
So I buy that. You know, certain people have a closer relationship with those hardcore mm-hmm. figures. Like, if you watch the Dynasty, you know, certain guys, not many, can go up to Belichick.
Right.
And, you know, okay. Randy Moss.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Moss. Randy Moss can sit down with Belichick and be like, I want you to come to the Halloween party. You know, most everyone else sits down in front of Bill and Bill's like, get the hell out of my sight. Yes, Deion would be able to wrap his arm around Jerry and say, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Now, would Jerry listen? I would think probably not. But there's Stephen A. Smith saying it would work and Deion would take it if offered.
Yeah, I question that it would work. Could Deion do that? Sure. Yes, he could. He has the cachet. Will Jerry allow that? I do not believe that Jerry will allow someone to come in and be the face of the organization.
Of course, the number one candidate that everyone names is Kellen Moore, and Kellen Moore responded to all the Cowboy rumors. We'll play the audio and see what you make of it as the Hump Day edition of Sean and RJ. It's just getting started with the 6 a.m. club right here on The Fan. Kellen Moore has addressed the Dallas Cowboy head coaching rumors. Yesterday at his Eagles press conference, he was asked about all the noise. Let us know what you make of this on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. Bobby sent this over to us in what many people think is the leading candidate for the Cowboy job.
I mean, obviously, I spent a lot of time there, 8 years there, and so obviously have plenty of relationships about that place. And so, I love it here. I've had so much fun here. It's been a really fun process, and we're in a really special situation right now, getting the chance to play this Sunday, have a chance to make a run at this thing, and that's really all you worry about. Everything else is what it is, and we'll see where it takes you.
We'll see where it takes you. A perfect PR answer from Kellen Moore, not shutting it down, and also entertaining at the same time.
Sounds like somebody he used to work for. Old Jason Garrett. Sounds a whole lot like Jay Jeezy. This is I'm getting more and more, is it nonplussed?
You're coming to the realization.
Yeah. Like it's.
I think setting in.
Yeah, I think Kellen is Kellen's a fine football coach, fine offensive coordinator. Nothing wrong with Kellen Moore as an offensive coordinator. I don't see him leading a team of men.
I agree. Bobby keeps sending out all the offensive numbers.
Don't care.
Tomorrow Bobby's going to be in studio. They were number one in the league in terms of points scored when Kellen was here. Well, Bobby's big problem, well, he had a lot of problems with Mike McCarthy, which he will unveil tomorrow. Unless I keep getting these morons, these annoying morons on social media, killing Bobby. Why didn't you report it live?
Bobby is going to take a lot of heat for that. He's going to take a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we want it. Well, I want the content, and I want to know the tea, as he called it, the McCarthy.
The McCarthy.
Spill the McCarthy tomorrow on the show. But otherwise, we're just going to cancel it if I keep getting these complaints of, why didn't you just do it then? What's the point of being a Cowboy insider? If you understand media relationships and some things that we all have to keep to ourselves, then you're just being dumb. So he's sending out all these offensive numbers, but I'm like, you're not saying anything about him leading. No one has sold me on Kellen Moore being the CEO of the Dallas Cowboys. I haven't heard any selling point yet. What I have heard is Dan Orlovsky sounding like some Cowboy fans who wanted to, many Cowboy fans who wanted to run Kellen out of here. This was Orlovsky the other day on ESPN. It's not the best audio quality. We searched for better. We couldn't find it. People have a problem with the Philadelphia Eagles passing game right now, led and designed by the Wiz Kid.
My biggest concern with all this, and again, it is not Jalen Hurts. I thought Jalen Hurts didn't look rusty at all. My biggest concern is, how does it look like Green Bay knew what every pass play was? How does it look like Green Bay knew exactly what the pass concept was going to be? How does it look like Green Bay knew exactly where the receivers were going to be on a consistent basis? My mind, after I watched that tape, wasn't, man, Jalen Hurts struggled. I actually thought Jalen Hurts played well. My mind went to Kellen Moore, who's a friend of mine, and I think a really good coach. The pass game concepts got to grow. They got to get better. They got to infuse more, because my takeaway is Green Bay, pass game wise, knew exactly who was going to be where and when they were going to be there. And that's how everybody got covered up.
By the way, first time in the show's history that Dan Orlovsky has not responded to one of my DMs. I DM'd him the other day to try to get him on because he was right. He's been on a good run. Bobby will never recognize it, but I'm FAF. He's been on a good run of Cowboy takes in saying they should have blown this up. He said that in this past offseason. He was talking about McCarthy's offense being stale. Now he's doing the same thing with Kellen Moore. So I DM'd Dan. I was like, hey, I know you're in Arizona. Monday night call. He left me on read.
No.
He left me on read. It said it was seen, and he never wrote back. But I tried to get Dan on while Bobby was out, Paige.
He's just thinking about an answer. He's talking to his bosses at ESPN thinking, okay, you know, they had me on the Super Bowl. Can I go on their show? He's just waiting.
He's checking belts vacations.
Yeah, he is.
make sure Babu is out. But that was Dan being critical of Kellen's passing attack.
If you're going to move on, if you moved on from Mike, I just want to start completely fresh. Completely fresh. And
that's unfamiliar.
That's unfamiliar. I know. God forbid.
That's the thing. That's another thing that's crazy. And I know you touched on it last night in your prep email. There's these two Jerry trees that he looks at. It's experienced coaches and it's people with ties to the Cowboys organization. After 30 years, wouldn't you think about like trying something new? Why would you sit down and say, all right, this is what we usually do. We pick from one of these two categories for our head coach. It hasn't worked. You can't sniff the Super Bowl, but you're going to continue to go back to your same formula of trying it. It's maddening.
It is.
It's the definition of insanity.
It really is. But such is life. Such is life here. I don't see like, you know, there are plenty of examples of coaches who are these like, you know, young offensive minds, whatever. But if you go around and you look at them, you can either envision them all or you've seen them all given a, you know, leading a group of men, giving a post-game speech, pre-game speech. I don't see him doing, you know, he's not as energetic as Sean McVay. Sean McVay is a super energetic guy. All right. You can absolutely see how he would go in and he would command a room. Kellen Moore, Jason Garrett commanded a room. He had kind of a statesman feel to him.
Yeah.
Even McCarthy commanded a room. I don't see Kellen Moore doing that.
You know what the really sad thing is? That may be a check that Jerry wants. When we were bringing up Mike Vrabel, some people said, Ian Rappaport, I don't know Mike Vrabel and Jerry Jones work. Why? Because Mike Vrabel's going to say something back? So you're eliminated? It goes back to the puppet thing.
Yeah.
He may like it more that Kellen Moore is not this really strong personality.
1,000%.
And that sucks. That's terrible for your organization.
Yeah, it is. And that's the reality, I think, of it. And that's the way it's been. If you go look, I mean, who were the big-time personalities he hired? It was, I mean, obviously Jimmy, who he knew from college.
Yeah.
Barry, who he knew from college. All right, he knew those guys. And then you go with the Campo and Gailey and Campo, not mega personalities. He brings Parcells in because he had to bring Parcells in. He was forced to bring Parcells in. They had gone 5-11. They needed it. And Bill, which there's no Bill in this class, by the way. There's no Bill Parcells in this free agent coaching class that has the cachet, all that stuff, and Jerry needed a stadium. What happens when he gets it? Right back to the well. Wade. Bumbling doofus. I love Wade, but like he was I'm not questioning. You know, it's like, you know, just he was Peepaw. You know, Wade's Peepaw. That's what he is. And Jason, again, same thing. Mike, quiet, but I mean, Mike's smart, commands the room, but not going to ruffle the feathers.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going with again.
Micah Parsons reacted to the departure of Mike McCarthy on the Edge pod.
It is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father. Coach, one of the most winningest coaches, and you know he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts, but it's going to be very interesting off seasons. You know, it's going to be very interesting. You know, due to the free agents, the coaching, it's like, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging off season. But listen, I already know. I trust my owner. I trust our GM. I trust Will McClay that we're going to make the right decisions.
All right.
Mike McCarthy is supposed to speak with the Chicago Bears today, and Ian Rappaport came out and said early next week it'll be Mike McCarthy expected to speak with the New Orleans Saints.
Imagine McCarthy goes to Chicago. They go 10-7 and just go to the playoffs next year. It'd be a little disappointing. A little disappointing.
10-7 playoffs. If they went to the NFC Championship, I would jump.
Well, that's
I would jump here from the 11th floor. It'd be a really nice turnaround. You know, a lot of these insiders have come on and said everyone would sign up. A lot of teams would sign up for double-digit wins and a playoff berth. The latest odds are out from Bet Online. Many people are laughing at them. If you're laughing at these odds, that means there's a money-making opportunity. Choppy, degenerate, tell us where it is. Dion is the... Take advantage for once of Vegas trying to screw with your emotions. Dion plus 150. Don't bet it. That's my advice. Jason Witten plus 175. Don't bet it.
Stop it.
And then Kellen Moore plus 220 in third. Can I make some cash off plus 220?
Yeah, you can. It's not great cash.
Yeah.
You'll double your money.
Okay. So put down $200.
Yeah.
Put down $200 on that.
The likelihood is it's Kellen.
Ben Johnson is 16-1. Belichick is 16-1.
That's sad that it goes from 2-1 to 16-1. Yeah. That there's like virtually no chance.
Joe Brady 20-1. Kingsbury 20-1. Gruden 22-1. Brian Flores and Lane Kiffin 25-1.
There's some Brady, Gruden, Kiffin value at 20+1.
Liam Cohen, Lincoln Riley 25-1. Nagy, don't waste your money, 28-1. Slowick, Kirby Smart, Saban, Spagnola, Monken 33-1.
Saban, I could see some value there. I could see Jerry doing that.
How about $10 on Aaron Glenn at 40-1?
It's not bad. It's not bad value. You know, $10 to get 400. Yeah, I mean, sign me up.
I mean, I'm signing up for that.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen, but yeah,
just in case. All right, Frank LaFranco, injury attorney, text line is open. Hit us up. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We have tickets for you to win to go to the Dallas Open at 7:20. The NHL Hall of Famer, Jeremy Roenick, to talk all-time stories and the Red Hot Stars also during the Expressway. It's a Meet Church Wednesday with Matt Pittman getting your grills fired up at 8:20. And, of course, all of you Tolos who turn it on, leave it on. But we have a Texas Ranger announcement on a way for you to watch these games in the upcoming season. Is it going to be as big of a headache as the Dallas Mavericks put us all through? Rangers TV news. Maybe you went and bought the Philadelphia Eagle book and an update on the stalker in Denton who is still not shutting his mouth over Caitlin Clark. It's all on the way with Sean and RJ. Jason Garrett with his opinion on what the next Cowboys coach should bring to the table. That's coming up at 7 o'clock. Hockey Hall of Famer, the always entertaining Jeremy Roenick, will join the show live at 7:20, and we'll have a Dallas Open ticket giveaway. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Ralph James Choppy. Bobby Belt will be back tomorrow. We are not only your home of the Dallas Cowboys, we're your home of the Rangers. So, of course, you can hear every single game with the Hall of Famer, Eric Nadell, Hixie, and our boy Jared Sandler. But in terms of watching it, Evan Grant, RJ, came out with this yesterday. Ranger games in 2025 will be available to be streamed on the Victory Plus app for an annual subscription. That from Evan Grant.
You got to pay for them. Not like the Stars where you can just get them for free.
That's what annual subscription means to me.
That's what it means to me as well.
I've gotten lost in all the Roku. That's what they want to do, right? They just want to sneakily hit you with $5 of this, $5 of that. And you're like, do I still even use this app? Am I watching Peacock for that one show that I wanted to binge? I get an Apple charge for like more space on the computer. I don't even know if it's actually doing anything. I had to cancel the OnStar in the wife's new vehicle the other day. It was like $30 or $35 a month. Now, this is work related. And of course, you can expense these types of things. But there's a lot of people who think, in my tease, I said, are the Rangers going to make it as difficult as the Mavericks did? And I got a tweet from Willie saying, bro, the Mavs are literally the easiest team to get. They're on free TV. Well,
no, they're not. They're not for us.
And, yeah.
We don't get the games. We don't get... Sean and I both have DirecTV Stream. We don't get that channel.
I thought they were supposed to add it.
They talked about it, but then they were like, we're not adding it.
Yeah.
They said that like after like the first game.
And even if you figured it out, it was confusing to many in the beginning. And it was also a factor that many people named in why the NBA is having problems.
Yeah.
Because of the difficulty in finding where you need to watch. Now we're going to have it on Amazon with Dirk and Blake Griffin included on that coverage. So trying to track it down, trying to find. There's going to be a lot of people who find out late after kickoff that one of these NFL playoff games is not going to be on regular TV this weekend.
Yeah, it was going to be a Peacock game, right? Is it a Peacock game you got?
It might be Amazon. I'll double check.
Yeah, I mean, it is. This is the way it is. This is the way it's going.
Yeah.
And it sucks. I mean, it sucks. You know, you got to, because either you have the subscriptions or you have to buy them. And are you really going to buy them for one thing? Like, you know, are you buying Paramount for one show? You know, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a difficult question to ask. Are you going to buy for one show? I don't know that I am.
Maybe these games. Maybe I was wrong about the four games this weekend. ESPN ABC for Texans Chiefs Saturday 3:30. Fox for Commanders Lions 7 o'clock Saturday night. Sunday NBC and Peacock 2 o'clock. And then 5:30 CBS and Paramount Plus. So I think there are streaming options.
Streaming options, yeah.
But so also on the main.
It's on the main channel as well.
But they've done this. I mean, NFL's put games just exclusively. We know Thursday nights. Amazon.
Thursday nights on Amazon Prime, but they had the Chiefs Dolphins game last year in the playoffs was on Peacock.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean they've done this before, and there was regular season games this year. I think one regular season game that I remember was on Peacock. The Amazon Prime obviously was on every Thursday night. Every Thursday night's on Prime, but the Rangers thing. Yeah, I mean, it is, and it is going to cost you. It is not going to be like the Stars where it's on it, and you just got to watch through a couple of videos.
We'll ask Bassick about it, see what he knows, since he's part of the TV broadcast. Well, at 9:40 during Crosstalk, A.J. Brown making a book writer very, very rich.
Yeah, how about that? The A.J. Brown book vaults, and I mean vaults, to the top seller on Amazon.
Inner excellence.
He could launch a book club. I mean, he really could. The self-help author Jim Murphy made him that little book he got, Inner Excellence, the number one hottest seller overnight. Literally that night, it became the hottest selling book.
Why would you go and just buy the book? Like, are all these sales coming out of Philly who can't read anyway?
That's true, right?
I wish we could see like where the demographic breakdown was. Like, is it coming from Pennsylvania where people, I want to be like A.J. Brown.
It was previously listed. It had yet to crack the top 100 for sales in 2025, but it was previously listed at 523,497th. And it jumped. To the top spot.
This is overnight. For you old school MTV fans, Heidi and Spencer. What was their relationship nickname?
Spidey. Yeah.
Their house burned down in the California fires. Spencer Pratt, MTV, Heidi, his wife. He's like, hey, can you go and download her music from back in the day? Amanda told me it went to number one on iTunes. But the number one saying, hey, can you go ahead and just try to help us out?
Were they not unlikable? And like they were. Like, he had a creepy flesh colored beard and everything, and they were just an unlikable couple. And now obviously it's a sympathetic situation.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of empathy for them. But like just that was just for them to go to number one on the charts.
By the way, I hate to do this. Gosh. I have to.
Oh, that's a good move. I know where you're going with this.
Do you?
Real classy move by the Eagles. Super good move.
Props to Big Dom.
Dude.
Props to Big Dom. He's not only on the headset with plays, he's not only separating Nick Sirianni from his players who may not be able to stand him. Apparently, he identified the piece of crap up in the stands, identified the girl, and they're going to do what they can to make it right. The guy, of course, I think fired from his job. They found him in Jersey and banned from the stadium.
Yeah, and the cool thing is they sent the couple a ton of Packers gear.
Wow.
So the Eagles went and bought Packers gear. Or they probably didn't buy it. They probably just went and told the NFL. But they sent them a ton of Packers gear because they're Packers fans. Yeah. So, I mean, that's...
Nice move.
That's a nice move,
and they're
man.
Crediting Big Dom. This yeah. guy is the fixer.
He is. He's he really fixer. Is. The guy he should be in the mafia. Yeah. He really should be. He probably is. He should be in the mafia, though. Just get out of the football. Go right to the mob.
Someone who does not have remorse is the Caitlin Clark stalker from Denton, Texas.
No, the Caitlin Clark stalker was... he appeared in court. He appeared in court yesterday in Indianapolis, and he had what you would describe as a little bit of an outburst. Sitting there in court, and he enters the courtroom, gets to his seat, sits back in his chair, and yells out, "Guilty as charged."
And the judge is like, "Stop talking. This is not your turn to talk. We got to get through the proceedings first."
Yeah, no cameras in the courtroom or anything like that. But it's like, I expect you to she's like, "You have the right to remain silent, and I expect you to exercise that when it comes to this and on me." And he faced up to 6 years in jail and a $10,000 fine.
So he yelled guilty as charged, but then he entered a not guilty plea. The judge says, "No, you don't do that here." Well, at the initial hearing, I'm not accepting a plea, but he entered a not guilty plea after sitting down and going, "Guilty."
Yep.
That's right.
Held on $50,000 bail. He was given a public defender, which, you know, I mean, that's what
my brother probably.
Oh, is he the public? Is he a public defender?
He's I can't remember. Tell me exactly what your job is.
So that's the situation with Michael Lewis.
No contact with Caitlin could face up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. And hopefully he does not have the $50K to get out after he flew to Indy to stalk her. And he was arrested at the Indianapolis hotel when the FBI tracked him down.
She felt, quote, terrorized, frightened, intimidated, and threatened.
All right, speaking of hoops, Choppy, what's going on with... Well, actually, you know what? We were talking about flights in the commercial break with your honeymoon that you're planning. Did you see MMA superstar Khabib off his flight? Exit row communication issues.
What's he doing on a Frontier flight?
Save money.
I guess.
I flew Frontier once.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't think like a professional athlete is
so he was
on a budget airline.
The story goes he was sitting in the exit row, and, you know, they come by and they're like, "Are you okay to sit here?" Well, they say that Khabib was unresponsive. You know, I don't know whether they're trying to make it a language barrier thing, but then people started rolling video and they're like, "Are you fine to sit here? If not, we need your acknowledgement. You can either move to another seat or get off the plane." And in the video I watched, he was not that cooperative. He's like, "No, this isn't fair. This isn't fair." So they're like, "All right, we're going to go ahead and call someone." I was just thinking, like, if you're the guy who gets the call on the other line or the female and you're walking up to one of the baddest men ever.
Maybe the
guy who owns Conor McGregor. But he got up peacefully, walked off the flight, caught another flight. Now he's going on social media saying, "Is this race? Is this prejudice?" Because we did not get the part of the initial confrontation on video. And then, of course, Conor McGregor had to troll. McGregor goes instantly and follows Frontier Airlines.
Yeah, it's that was... You know, I've sat in an exit row before. I don't remember them needing verbal confirmation. Like, they just...
No, I think they do.
But they just sit there and say, "Are you okay sitting here?" And like...
But they come up to your row and ask everyone in the row. So that's verbal consent.
Yeah, it is, I guess. I don't remember them coming, like, each individual person and asking. But this is clearly, like, a language thing, I would imagine, from Khabib's standpoint. Like, he probably wasn't paying attention, didn't understand things. But yeah, you're right. Like, could you imagine, like, if he wanted to... And he wouldn't because, like, he's probably registered as a lethal weapon. But imagine you're the security guard or you're the officer and you recognize him and you're like, "I'm not getting him off this plane." You do that. I'm not going in. I know who this guy is. This guy fought a bear. This guy wrestled a bear. I am not going anywhere near this dude. I can't spell his last name, but I know it.
Everything you need to know for the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. That is why we want you to win the Dallas Open ticket giveaway. Just a little way for us to try to thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. And that is what TOLO stands for. Jeremy Roenick for you hockey heads at 7:20. It's a Meat Church Wednesday for you grill heads at 8:20. But next, Jason Garrett on what the Cowboys need for their next head coach. What does Mike McCarthy have going on? And Mike Tomlin with a message to anyone interested, Jimmy Johnson included, in trading for his services. That's next. Jason Garrett's Cowboy Coach Advice right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.